Don't you let them understand that. I didn't do it. God did it. God sent a preacher. And God sent the two deacons. And then God sent another preacher. God did it. Why? Because I know that he loves me. You see, that's why God did it. He did it for me. He didn't do it for himself. He didn't need help. I needed help. And he sent help, even though at the time I didn't cry out or call out for help. He knew that I needed help. He knew that I was in trouble. See, God always will come through. You just have to be ready to listen and to receive when help arrives. No matter what situation you get in or where you're at, God's going to make a way out. He always does, no matter what it is. But again, you must be ready to listen. You must be ready to receive God's help. That's the God that I serve. Awesome. I'm going to read a couple other verses before I get to my second part of being blindsided and what's happening now. I'm just going to read a verse to you. I'm going to have you turn there. When the peace of God encompassed me about that morning, when I read Job chapter 42, I'm going to read verse 5. I can understand Job, because once again, I wasn't blindsided with Job was. Job said, verse 42, 5 said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, which I have also. Not only that, because I can read it for myself. I can read the word of God for myself. I can read the word of God. I can hear the word of God by the hearing of my ears. But Job said, now. And I can say the same thing. But now, my eyes seeth thee. I can say that now. I said, now, I'm saved again. Now, I've been saved 26 years at the time. I said, but now, I can see thee. I can see you now, Lord. I can put my, not that I haven't been doing, I can put my faith and trust in you, because now I really do see you. I can see you now with my eyes. See, you can be saved and still don't see it and know the Lord like you should. And I said, I'm going to go to the second part is, see, when you're blindsided. So what happened when you're not blindsided? What happened in your life when you can see it coming? What do you do when you see it, I-T, whatever the it is for you, when you see it coming? It's not a fastball. You know, it's a slow pitch. But you see it coming. You know it's going to come. You can't say, well, I'm just going to walk away. No, it's coming. You can't say, well, I'm going to let someone, no, it is for you. What do you do when you see it coming? And it's coming, and it's coming slow. Not being broadside. You know, you know it's coming. What do you do? I mentioned this to Pastor Andrew Wednesday. What do you do? You know, what some people do. Some people try to run from it. Some people try to hide from it. Some people try to push it out of their eyesight, because it's in their eyesight. It's coming. Closing your eyes is not going to stop it from coming. It's coming. It It's coming. Your it, whatever your it is, it's coming. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you turn your back on God? Some people do. Some people do. Some people just give up. Some people just out and out quit. I can't take it anymore. It's just too much. What do you do? I'm telling you what I did. Because it's my it I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you what I did. I did what a friend of mine, a close friend of mine did. His it is in front of him and is coming towards him. He sees it, can't do anything about it, because it's his it. It's hard on him because his body is physically falling apart. Very hard on him. It's it. He sees his it. He's taught me a lot. He said, "Harry, you know what I do?" He said, "This is what I do, Harry." He says, "I go get this." I start reading. I find comfort. Or you should find comfort in the scripture. Jesus Christ said, "Look, I'm going to my Father. I have to go to my Father. I go to my Father, and guess what? He's not going to leave you comfortless. He's going to send you another. He's going to send you the Comforter." Goes to the Word of God. You get your strength from. You're going to get your strength from the Word of God. You know, other people talk to you, which is good. Other people say things, which is good. Do things, that's good. But it'll compare. It'll compare when you open up the scriptures and read, "Thus says the Lord." You read, Jesus Christ says, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." God don't lie. "I'll never leave thee." Friends them do. As again, my friend, he's been a friend a long time. I mean, his kids. Which his kids do. But he can always go. He said, "Harry, I can go to my Bible. I can pick it up. And I can read. It strengthens me. It helps me. Because his it, he sees coming." My it now, not a blind side, my it I can see is coming. And it's hard. It's hard. Even when you see it coming, it's hard. That's why you need to turn. You need to turn and put your faith in and trust in God and meditate on God's word so it can strengthen you. So God's word can encourage you. I'm going to read another verse of scripture. Again, I don't pray for anybody to be blindsided. I don't pray for anybody. It, whatever that it is. But you need to understand, we're living in a world that it's done. It's done. It's over with and it's done. You see, but My hope is not in this world. I see, not in the people of this world. My hope is in him. So I'm going to read a couple verses in James chapter 4. James chapter 4, I'm going to read a couple of verses. The Bible says, "Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. I can't sing. My Ed is coming. I wrote a verse of song that I wasn't going to sing. Again, I'm not a singer. But before I sing this song, my Ed is, some of you know about what my Ed is. It's coming. My mom is, she's getting ready to leave this world. She's ready. My prayer and hope is that we are ready. I hope that I am ready, but she's going to leave this world. I'm not God. I can't say when, but my mom is getting ready. She's fading away. My wife says she's probably weighing 110 pounds now. My mom was taller than me, weighed, I would say, probably over 200 pounds at one time. Probably 110. She doesn't draw it up. She's skin and bones. You can see the bones in her face. Face is sunken, swollen in. It's hard for her to even take blood out of her. She's ready to go. She just lay down and sleep. She has no strength. Don't talk that much. She talks a little. Don't hardly eat at all. It's like she's fading away. And it's hard for me to look at my mom in a situation. That's my it. I see it coming. It's coming. It's not going to go away, in other words. It's coming. My mom is going to die. She's going to die. I have three sisters there. My older sister gone beyond with the Lord. Two of my sisters are still holding on, still believing. My older sister here, she knows that mom is not. She's not going to get, put it this way, she ain't going to get better. And I understand we serve a God that does miracles and all that. True. But my mom is not, she's not going to get better. She can't hardly stand now. She still moves around very, very little with a walker. That's my it. Again, for comfort, I turn to the Word of God. For comfort, I can't sing, but I'm going to sing this song. In closing, I'm going to sing this song that I remember from way back. See, God likes, not likes, but God loves for you to be thankful. God likes for you to be thankful, and I'm very thankful, very thankful. I had my mom here for, like I said, 93 years. It's a long time. God's been good to us. So the song says, I know if you call it singing it or reading it, but I'm doing something with this song. Because this means a lot to me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Rich and free. Didn't cost me anything. Cost him everything. I keep telling my wife, I say, I'm one of the richest men in Rochester. I ain't got no money in the bank, but I'm one of the richest men in Rochester because of my Lord and Savior. And I thank God, like this song says, thank you, Lord. Thank you for listening to what I had to say. Let's pray. Father, you are a wonderful Father. Lord, I wouldn't be here again if it wasn't for you. You saved me. You kept me. You fed me. You're still feeding me. You're still keeping me. You're coming back. One of these days, to take me out of here. I know that because that's what you said. And so I'm very thankful, Father, for that. I'm very thankful, Father, for your free salvation that you offer to the whole world. But my prayer is that the world would accept it. Father, I did. And you created me a new being. I'm a new creature because of you and what you did. And only you could have done it. And that's what the world needs today. The world needs Jesus. All these other things that are going on, all these other things that we are doing, it's not, and never will be the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. And we need to turn back, this country, especially this country, need to turn back to you. We've turned our backs. We have turned our back on you. I just pray, Father, and thank you that I have it, and the other Lord that loves you. You always have a remnant. You always have those that don't bow to Baal. And I'm very, very thankful for that. Thank you again, Father, for those that come to hear me as I brag on you. For you are a great God. In Jesus' name, amen.